Coach's Insight program's continuing here this week on KARE 93.7 FM as we get set for week 6 of high school football. I'm Brandon Tadman. We got Atchison football coach Jim Smith with us. It is brought to you by Amberwell Health. Phoenix continuing their charge, now 5-0, and Meadowlark Conference win against KC Washington last week, 63-18. Coach, what'd you like about your team's performance last week?
I thought it was an overall team performance. You know, we scored on special teams as well as offense, of course. Defense played extremely well. We had a couple of series where they got some first downs on us, and we made some mistakes by jumping off sides, which allowed to keep their drive alive. But as an overall performance, I thought it was a total team effort.
Well, we've talked about the offense throughout the course of the year, how good they've been. Believe number one scoring offense in 4A in terms of points per game. But I don't know if we've given enough shine to the defense over the last few weeks, really since that first week against Ottawa where it was that shootout 48-42. You know, you hold Sumner Academy to 6, you hold Harmon to 7, you hold Schlegel to 8, and you hold Washington last week to just 18. Talk about the defense. What do you like? What have you seen from them?
Well, the defense, especially our front five, they just really get after it. They play so hard. I really feel that we pursue to the ball very well. And I really have been so pleased with how physical they've played.
Has that been kind of the difference with them, is the physicality and that overall level of play that's kind of let them shine here throughout the season?
Oh, it definitely has been. In fact, you know, I get kind of nervous at practice the way we kind of unload on each other sometimes.
That's certainly fair. How would you compare this year's defense to last year's defense?
Just more experienced. You know, we had a lot of good kids off last year's team, but, you know, of course, we have 8 starters back off last year's team, and so these kids are able to react now instead of having to go out and remember their job. They're just reacting to their jobs.
A couple more minutes with Atchison football coach Jim Smith, brought to you by Amberwell Health. And, Coach, you're the defending Meadowlark Conference champs, and what could be the deciding matchup here tonight, that game moved from Friday to Thursday night. You go on the road to Highland Park, sitting there with an undefeated league record as well. They're 4-1 overall. But again, just such a monster matchup in the league. What do you know about Highland Park? What's the expectation with them?
You know, they're big, they're athletic, they're definitely well coached. We're going to have to play smart football. I do know that they are battling the injury bug right now, but I do feel they have kids that are going to step in for them and do a nice job. And we, again, I've said all year long, we've got to worry about what we
do. What do you guys got to do defensively and stop in their high-powered offense?
Again, just run to the ball, gang tackle, do your job.
Finally, Coach, just give us kind of a few keys and expectations for a big game against Highland Park this week.
The key is, again, as I probably say every week, is take care of that doggone football. Play hard, play physical, play fast, and play as a team.
Top two teams in the Meadowlark Conference going at it this week. Atchison on the road at Highland Park. Should be a lot of fun with that one, no doubt. Jim Smith, Atchison football coach, joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, good luck against the Scots. We'll talk to you again next week.
All righty. Thank you.